thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness. The man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said that out of many thousands of ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection in life. Mostly, men are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus they are engaged always in lust, desire, hankerings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life, and thus tries to make life perfect by following the prescribed duties. Out of many thousands of such persons who have thus attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the same Bhagavad Gita, 18.55, it is also said that scientific knowledge of Sri Krishna is understood only by the process of devotional service, bhakti yoga. The very same thing is confirmed herein in the above words. No ordinary man, or even one who has attained success in human life, can know scientifically or perfectly the personality of Godhead. Perfection of human life is attained when one can understand that he is not a product of matter, but is in fact spirit. As soon as one understands that he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material hankerings and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. This attainment of success is possible when one is above the modes of passion and ignorance, or, in other words, when one is actually a Brahman by qualification. A Brahman is the symbol of sattva-guna, or the mode of goodness. And others, who are not in the mode of goodness, are either kshatriyas, vaishyas, sudras, or less than sudras. The brahminical stage is the highest stage of human life because of its good qualities. So one cannot be a devotee unless one at least qualifies as a Brahman. The devotee is already a Brahman by action. But that is not the end of it. As referred to above, such a Brahman has to become a Vaishnav, in fact, to be actually in the transcendental stage. A pure Vaishnav is a liberated soul and is transcendental even to the position of a Brahman. In the material stage, even a Brahman is also a conditioned soul, because although in the brahminical stage the conception of Brahman or transcendence is realized, scientific knowledge of the Supreme Lord is lacking. One has to surpass the brahminical stage and reach the Vasudev stage to understand the personality of Godhead, Krishna. The science of the personality of Godhead is the subject matter for study by postgraduate students in the spiritual line. Foolish men, or men with a poor fund of knowledge, do not understand the Supreme Lord, and they interpret Krishna according to their respective whims. The fact is, however, that one cannot understand the science of the personality of Godhead unless one is free from the contamination of the material modes, even up to the stage of a Brahman. When a qualified Brahman factually becomes a Vaishnav in the enlivened state of liberation, he can know what is actually the personality of Godhead.